The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen. You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time.
Yep.
Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
Good morning, everyone. We made it to midweek. It is September 21st, 2022. It is going to be another pretty sunny day today. Hot. Yes, we'll get up to about 97. I'm Valerie Vining. My radio partner, Richard Dixon. This is the Dixon and Vining Show on Talk 99.5. Let's get this hour started right now with some news headlines.
That's very sad news.
Well, folks, you all know what we're here for.
All right, so we're getting this morning. Russian President Vladimir Putin has warned Western countries that his country's nuclear threats, Richard, are not a bluff. That's what he's saying.
It's never a good thing when you have to say, and I'm not bluffing.
Yeah, I'm not. This is like, no kid.
It's not a joke. I'm not joking.
Not a joke.
It's not a joke.
It is concerning that he is saying this, of course, also trying to draft some 300,000 soldiers. Some of this is feeling very, very desperate. He knows he's losing this war in Ukraine. He's going to have a little mud on his face if he ends up withdrawing troops from Ukraine, going, okay, we've lost this battle. We're going to go back to Russia. This just feels like, okay, we're going to draft 300,000 people, and now we're going to start talking about using nukes possibly on mm-hmm. Western countries. Not a good look, Vladimir Putin. I'm not sure you want to do this.
There's a desperation level there that I sense, and that I think maybe the folks in the Kremlin may need to rein him in. There's still time to save Russia. They can still pull this thing out of the fire and still be a member in good standing of the global community. If you break out the nukes, that's pretty much over.
We're done.
I don't see how anybody can. I mean, nobody is questioning. You know, the United States dropped a couple of nuclear bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. And nobody said, hey, how dare you do that? Because they'd all been victims of the Japanese atrocities during the war. Japanese prisoner of war camps had a death rate of 30% or something insane compared to the other prisoner of war camps. And these guys fought, you know, to the last man repeatedly. So they understood the concept. Yeah, okay, I see where you're dropping those bombs. You're going to drop these bombs, small or large, on Ukraine.
On innocent Ukrainians?
Yeah, exactly.
Really?
The world is going to look at you and go, dude, you started this. You don't get to do that.
Yeah, you invaded a peaceful country that was doing no harm to you, and the world watches as you now threaten nuclear weapons. Oh,
yikes.
My goodness. Mm. The Fed is expected to raise some interest rates again today. Many economists expect another 3.25% interest rate hike. Some economists have even predicted, get this, that they may raise it by an entire 1%.
1%.
Woo, which has not been done in 4 decades.
Look, 1% is great for milk. I don't care for it much
not
when it comes
in,
to interest,
interest rates. No, thank
increases.
You.
That is a big increase designed to make a large impact and slow the economy down. An economy that's already moving in reverse. We contracted the past 2 quarters.
I was going to say, aren't we already slowing down?
Yeah.
I just feel like maybe you give this a little time, see where it's going. I understand that. But I just feel like if we're talking about 1%, we've got the gas pedal all the way to the floor, it feels like.
Part of the problem is, and this was something that was talked about a great deal during the 90s when they were trying to slow down the flaming hot internet economy, the economy of the United States of America is an ocean liner. It takes a long time to change direction with this thing. You can't turn it on a dime. So they figure the farther they turn the wheel, the faster they're able to get where they want to go. And like it or not, inflation did go up from 8.2% to 8.3% month to month, which means at the very least it's moving in the wrong direction.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're trying to bring it back down again, hitting us with a 1% increase, while no one likes it, I think what they're trying to do is trigger a recession, which will, by its very nature, stop the inflation that is happening. On the other hand, you got to be real careful and make sure that we don't end up in a depression.
And that's the delicate balance here that we keep talking about. So is it too much? We'll see. That didn't seem like that much. But when we talk about raising the interest rates that much, this high between 3.25% and then a whole percent, I'm like, maybe is this too much?
So I want to suggest something crazy. How about we put some people in charge who understand economics? Maybe we try that on for a change.
That might be
see how it goes.
That could be a winner right there, Richard. Here's a guy who might understand a little bit about economics, and that's McDonald's CEO. He said that business employees are scared to return to the office because of all the crime in the city that they are in. That city is Chicago.
Chi-town.
Not talking about moving the headquarters of McDonald's. He also said that they're having difficulty hiring new employees because of worries over the potential quality of life there. Robberies up to 18%, burglaries up 28%, thefts up 65%, car thefts up 66%, and right now the murder rate is at 479 with 3+ months to go. I'm not going to Chicago to work for McDonald's.
This is just in Chicago, no longer a toddling town. It is no longer a toddling town. It is also not my kind of town any longer.
Yeah, and if you're the CEO, why don't you think maybe about moving out of Chicago? If you're having difficulty getting people back to the office, you're having difficulty hiring people in Chicago at your McDonald's location.
By the way, the taxes there are also insane. Mm-hmm. Move to Texas.
Okay. That
move to Texas, mm-hmm. move to Florida.
He may be too liberal for either of those states.
It could very well be, I don't think she, here's the thing. Bullets don't care whether you're liberal or conservative.
Nope.
They're not really that interested. They're not going to stop midair and go, oh, he's liberal. Never mind. We won't hit him.
Does it work that way?
No.
A judge has blocked the execution of Alan Eugene Miller after Miller claimed that the state lost paperwork that he requested an alternative to being executed by lethal injection. As you remember, Miller said he wanted to die by nitrogen hypoxia. That hasn't been used in the state of Alabama. And yesterday, Attorney General Steve Marshall filed a motion to appeal the order. Miller was convicted of killing 3 in Shelby County. Interesting that he may not get his way by dying by nitrogen hypoxia, that we may go back to lethal injection.
Look, he's eventually going to be put to death. His death sentence was decided upon long before nitrogen hypoxia was even suggested. So how he wants to die, I'm not sure is of any consequence. I think this judge probably overstepped his bounds. The 11th Circuit Court of Appeals will eventually come to that conclusion, would be my guess. And if it ends up in front of the Supreme Court, they're going to be like, yeah, go ahead, kill him. At the same time, he certainly didn't give the people that he killed a choice on how they were going to die.
Yeah, didn't care.
And by the way, if you really want us to, we haven't tested this out, but you can be the first. We'll give the nitrogen hypoxia. We have some other things we haven't tried out either. Brick to the back of the head. We could try that. We haven't done
firing
that yet.
Firing squad.
Either.
I think we go back to firing squad.
You really
squads.
Like the fire? You keep bringing this up every time. What is it you love so much about the
just
firing
get it.
Squad?
It's over quickly.
I'm a little.
You don't know with a nitrogen hypoxia really how long it's going to take. I wouldn't want to be the first one to go through death that way.
I wouldn't want to be any of
not
second,
but
not fifth.
Since we're talking about
not 417th.
You know, let's figure out the form that works so I know that I'm going to just go.
Hook him up to the nitrogen hypoxia stuff and then just shoot him.
Drop him off a tall building.
Yeah, drop him off a tall building.
Let's just go back to,
I'm flying. No.
Good idea to maybe watch the weather for a little bit here. We are in hurricane season, and Hurricane Fiona, y'all, is huge. It is a Category 4 storm, crossed over the Turks and Caicos, and we haven't heard much about damage because it's probably really bad there, and that thing is going to stay out in open waters, probably not going to hit the U.S. anywhere, and that's probably good news. The problem is this. There is another disturbance, and this is the way it goes. Comes off the coast of Africa and across it goes. This one is headed more toward the line of Cuba, which could bring it into the Gulf of Mexico over the next 7 days, 5 to 7 days. The system has about a 70% chance now of developing over the next 5 days. So something you really need to monitor if you got a trip to the beach, if you own property down along the Gulf Coast. This is the one that maybe might come into the Gulf of Mexico. A little too soon to tell, but just, you know, monitor it, and we will too.
You know what's really going to tick people off, though, is that this really affects cruises. There's a lot of cruises that go down to that area. They're like, we don't want to get anywhere near this thing because even the, you know, you look at the how big it is on the map, and it
looks like a little bowl.
Yeah, but it affects the ocean for another 200 miles in each direction all the way around. Nobody wants to get anywhere near that thing, so sometimes they'll have to change direction as a result of a storm. I was on a cruise that did that once many, many years ago.
Yeah, because, yeah, as you said, those waves are tremendous, and it goes way far further than where that actual cell or center of the storm is.
Oh, we got a little extra cruise time in. I didn't complain.
Nice.
Missed my flight back, though. Blackwell's Furniture, Highway 79, south of Trussville. I'm sorry, Pinson, south of Pinson. That's where they are. They're a long way from Trussville. Well, not that long. It's not a long drive really from anywhere to get there, to be honest with you. That's what I love about these guys. I also love the fact they have interesting, unique, different pieces of furniture. Lots of recliners in stock right now. So many from $299 up, including the kind that you can plug in, automatic. They got the massage. They got the heat. They got all the cool stuff. They got the memory, you know, so it goes right where you want it to be every single time while you're watching football, whatever that may be. They've got lovely bedroom sets. And I'm talking about hardwood, not pressed wood garbage. Five-piece queen-size bedroom sets going for $2,000. Under $2,000, actually. The king-size version's like $2,400. You need to stop by and take a look at this. Remember, you can buy it and take it with you at Blackwell's. You're not waiting for, you know, the supply chain in 6 weeks from now and any of that stuff. They have reclining sofas and sectionals as well, and they've got fabulous theater seating. You just need to stop by and see the amazing array of furniture that they have. Three generations of locally owned and operated furniture right there at Blackwell's Furniture, Highway 79, just south of Pinson, or online, blackwellsfurniture.net. 9:13 is the time, and we shall hurry back. Normally, it would be Steve's turn next. But Steve has decided to pass on his
turn. Got no voice today.
He's got a little.
It's a very
tiny,
scratchy.
He's saving his voice.
Yes, and that takes everything you got.
So coming up next, good 10, 12 minutes of dead air. Stick around. No,
that's not true.
No, that is not true as far as you know. Back in a moment. Stick around.
With Dixon and Vining. So hope your Wednesday morning's going great. Have you ever traveled down Valleydale Road, right there between 65 and Highway 31? Well, you have probably passed right by Camellia Women's Imaging. Beautiful brick building there. Dr. Monica Tataria started Camellia Women's Imaging after listening to what patients wanted and needed when it comes to mammograms. And this is what she found out. A, your time is valuable. And she understands that and appreciates it. That's why you get in and you get out after having your mammogram. And she knew that you wanted same-day results. So first of all, she uses 3D mammography technology. It is state-of-the-art when you go to have your mammogram. And again, she is very cognizant of your time being important to you. And many of you don't have a lot of time to go get a mammogram. You could probably do this easily on your lunch hour. Call today, schedule your mammogram, very, very important preventative test to make sure that you don't have any type of breast cancer. And if you do, it's caught very, very early. That's why it's important to do this annually. Call Camellia Women's Imaging today. It's where I go, and I highly recommend that you go there too. 544-2828 to schedule your appointment. You can look them up online at almammogram.com to also find out more information. You'll love their staff. You'll love the facility. You'll love the professionalism. And you like the fact that you get same-day results. It's Camellia Women's Imaging. Get in touch with them today.
All right, it's 9:21. In place of Steve Stern, we will read some of these fabulous texts that we have been receiving throughout the course of the morning. So let's have that cute little texty open thing that you put together, Steve.
Text.
My mom only texts me when it's bad.
Now, at 11:08, you received this text. Dear Walmart shopper, you won a $1,000 gift card. And you responded, who dis?
Please don't text me when you're drunk.
You ever get those texts that are all in caps? And you're like, why are you yelling at me?
Yeah, you all do know that, right? Or the email that's in all caps. You're like, oh, somebody's very angry with me.
This is somebody who would prefer to remain nameless talking about the execution. Says, let my soon-to-be ex-wife take up the execution duties because she almost killed me.
Oh.
All right. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your...
What was that all about?
Bama says, I think the families of the murder victims should have a say in the execution method. Tired of the special treatment given to criminals.
Well, they get to determine their method of death.
That seems wrong.
Just said, it does seem wrong, doesn't it? Why are we giving them... any opportunity.
No.
You took three lives.
Right. We'll decide how you're going to die. Uh-huh. Yeah. They sent the illegal immigrants from Martha's Vineyard to Boston, and they're sitting in Cheers right now.
Cheers. Oh, right. And having a beer.
To Tom.
Having some friends.
That's just sitting there with Norm. Norm! and Juan! The whole gang is there. It's very nice. All right, what else do we have?
Juan.
Juan!
Maria!
Richard sounds more like the Count from Sesame Street.
It was pretty good.
One!
Two!
One bad text.
You know that was fun, even as an adult. Kids loved it. Adults like it, too.
Come on.
One!
What
two.
I was doing, the haunted garage bit that I was doing, was Count Floyd from SCTV. He used to host the night movies. And they were always terrible. It was like Dr. Tongue's 3D House of Pancakes or something, you know?
Yeah.
And then he'd have to come on during the breaks and try to make it seem like the... Boy, you don't think that's scary with the syrup and the cholesterol coming right at you? Boy! Oh, who booked this film? Prickly? Tell her I want to talk to her after the show. Boy, that was frightening. Wow! You know, always funny. Anyway, let's see. What else do we have here?
This kind of got started this morning because we were giving away Talladega tickets, which, by the way, we'll have another pair tomorrow.
Yeah.
And guys, then another pair next week.
We're only going to say it one more time.
Yes.
Stop texting us the word at the top of the hour, the 25K.
We're not the text.
95819 is the number you text that to, not to us.
Yeah. That is the 25K workday payday.
Yes.
It is underway.
That's
at the top
right.
of the hour, when you hear that keyword, text it to 95819.
Mm-hmm.
Our number, if you want to communicate with us, is 545-9950.
You can
either call
there.
It or you can text it.
Right.
And that's how we're seeing your text messages.
And last but not least, Maria texts, my Maria, Mr. Dixon. That was a bit from the old show where every time we mentioned Hurricane Maria, B.W. Stevenson's My Maria would get played.
Uh-huh. I remember that well.
Yeah. And they wore it out, the callers, every
Completely.
Time they would call up. And I finally just was like, okay, we're dropping them. You've ruined it. This is why we can't have nice things.
Can't have any fun.
Ruined it for everybody. Boy, you think that's not scary? Callers calling up, ruining your bit. Wow. Boy, that frightened me. The Alabama Men's Clinic, they can help you out with your low T. Having no energy, waking up in the middle of the night for no good reason, staying awake for hours. You don't have to deal with any of that if you get the T train back on track. And they can help you with that at the Alabama Men's Clinic. They can test you, find out if you do suffer from low T. If medically necessary, treat you that day in the office, and your first visit could be free. 598-7000. 598-7000. AlabamaMen'sClinic.com.
Last night at the county fair.
Oh, yeah. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. If you own a business, you don't need any hiccups throughout the day. And when I talk about hiccups, I'm talking about things that go wrong in the office. Maybe it's not necessarily in the office. It's that you've got to get from point A to point B, and you've got a truck that is not running right, and you know that it's time to go on and get another truck. Here's where you go. Work trucks. Because they have a lot that is absolutely filled with premier used vehicles. Use commercial dealership. They are your go-to guys when you need a pickup truck, when you need a Super Duty truck, when you need a box truck or a cargo van, anything business-related like that. They've got it for you on their lot, 2324 3rd Avenue South in Birmingham. 252-4200 is their number. You can also take a look at what they've got and schedule a test drive online. WorkTrucksLLC.com. Don't forget, Work Trucks is spelled with a T-R-U-X. Mm-hmm. That's how they spell trucks. WorkTrucksLLC.com. Get in touch with them today. Get yourself a new truck for your business.
This is where we would normally be talking to Chris Brees of CBS 42. Chris is not available right now, but he'll no doubt be on TV tonight telling you all the sports stuff. But we wanted to address Aaron Judge hits his 60th homer.
Woo! Is that exciting?
He's two away from the American League record, the franchise record, of course, and really the non-steroid record, you know, the non-performance-enhancing drugs.
I like that a lot.
Record, to actually have somebody hit 62. Because what is McGuire holds the record now, technically, no?
Barry Bonds, 73.
73.
And do you know the guy that caught the ball, who got the ball, went ahead and gave it to Aaron?
That was very thoughtful of him.
No, didn't ask for any money or anything like that.
I would think number 60 would be one that you would want to, you know.
But, you know, not everybody would do that.
No.
You've got those fans that sometimes go, no. Because what happens when he hits 61?
Yeah.
Now, the 60th ball is, I mean, sure, it has some value. But not if he hits a 61st home run,
he's
right?
He needs two more, man.
Oh, yeah.
He needs
Do
to
it.
Take this thing past Roger Maris and see if he can't get to 62 in a single season. And if that is done, that will be an amazing non-steroidal feat in baseball. It might get people more excited about baseball as well, which would be great. You know, I mean,
to watch somebody break a record.
I used to love baseball. I really lost my taste for it during the player's strike. But I love the game in principle, you know? I mean, there's a beauty to it that is unlike any other sport. It's also painfully slow, described as, 2 minutes of action crammed into 4 hours? Something like that.
Something.
Yeah,
it can
take its time. Speaking of baseball, the Barons season wrapping up with just a few more home games.
Wow, that seems like a very long season, doesn't it?
Weren't we just at opening day?
I feel like,
wait a minute. We were there. I remember. I stopped by. It was like a big deal. It's opening day. We're starting everything, and it's going to be great. And the fresh cut grass. This is wonderful. Now, and Andrew McLean not being able to buy a beer. All that stuff.
All those stories.
Yes.
Yeah, they're wrapping it up. They just got a few more games. If you haven't been out to Regions Field, always a joy to go out there and root on the Barons and enjoy that whole atmosphere, because they got it about as perfect gets when it comes to minor league balls and stadiums. And we've got a pretty neat setup in downtown Birmingham. So go see him.
Yeah.
Yep.
I love it. I love it. Eli Manning went undercover. This was for ESPN. And if you haven't seen the video, I suggest you seek it out.
Hysterical.
It's pretty funny. Can we link to our Facebook page or something? We're tied in with ESPN.
We need to do that. Yeah,
here,
He goes to Penn State, and his name is Chad Powers.
Chad Powers.
And he's got this wig on
makeup.
That's kind of long.
They put on, like, accessories, like he's got a bump in his nose.
Yeah,
and
his face looks like he's got, you know, really bad complexion.
A porn stash. He doesn't look at all.
No, you would
like
never know
Eli
it's him.
Manning,
no.
Not even a little bit.
Now, if you knew his body makeup, you might be able to say, you know, this could be a football player. But it is great. All the things that he says under his breath, they make him do sprints.
Yeah,
and he runs like a
It's like a 5'4", 40.
And he's talking under his breath, and a couple of the players are right there by him, going, this is very reminiscent, if you've seen the show where the boss goes undercover to his own business to try to learn about the employees.
Undercover
it's
boss.
Very much like that, only he is just having, you can tell Eli Manning is having a blast.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's very fun. Chad Power. He's throwing the ball. One of
Austin Powers. It's very
One of the one of the assistant coaches is talking, and the coach, of course, at Penn State was in on it.
Uh-huh.
One of the assistant coaches is like, I'm really liking this guy. We need to look at signing him, you know, because
he's throwing passes.
He's hitting these bombs out there, and he's hitting everybody right on the numbers.
And then they ask him, like, you know, tell me about where you went to school and everything. Oh, my mom homeschooled me. She wasn't very good, though.
Right.
And then, you know, well, what about football? Oh, yeah, mom taught me football, too.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, the story just keeps growing and growing.
It's a pretty funny video. If you get the chance to check it out, it's about 6-7 minutes long. I would recommend giving it
That'll bring you some joy today.
A look-see.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of Penn State, they handed Auburn a real beatdown, and now there are those who are already calling for Brian Harsin's head. What are we, 3 games into the season?
Yeah. I think Paul Feinbaum was one of the first ones to call him out. Wait a minute.
He's not just saying that he needs to go. He's saying they're already talking about replacing him. I have people on the inside.
Well, 6 months ago they talked about replacing him.
Yeah, and that certainly is part of the problem, is they've created a toxic environment where it's difficult to do your job. I mean, I kind of feel – I've always said, like, instead of passing new gun laws, how about we actually try enforcing the ones that are on the books? Let's do that for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And then if we need new laws, we can do that. But I kind of feel like, okay, instead of immediately discarding a coach at Auburn, how about we all get out of his way, let him do the job the way he wants to.
Give him support.
Give him at least 2 years of that.
Yeah.
And if he sucks, fine, then throw him out. If he's showing no improvement whatsoever, if we're seeing nothing getting better, then dump him. Okay.
You know,
but when you got your hands all up in there, we can't tell whether it's him or you or what the problem is or some combination of
this. This reminds me of when you have a business model and you have an employee who is toxic. And you all know who we're talking about. There's a lot of time. You may not have it in your office place now, but if you've ever had it,
sure,
it just breeds.
Yeah.
To other employees.
Chad and the
negativity begins to grow. And if you don't give Brian an opportunity, or there's some negative talk, even from the outside, if it's sports guys talking about it or whoever, that gets back. And then the negativity begins to brew and people go, yeah, maybe he's not the guy and we need to replace him. Blah, blah, blah. No, what you do is you try to breed positivity into that program and go, you know what, we can do this. It might take me a little bit of time, but give me an opportunity to do this with the support of everybody from the top all the way to the bottom, and maybe we can make it happen.
Like I said.
But if everybody's going to just be negative, you know, 6 months after he's, you know, had his first season, that doesn't work.
Give him
time.
2 years. Give him 2 years of you leaving him the heck alone to do his job and see what happens. Because I'll tell you what, I remember there were people actually calling for Saban's head after one season because he lost to La Monroe in that first season.
Well, thank goodness no one listened to that.
Exactly. But, I mean, still, even to this day now, people are so used to Alabama winning that when they do lose, especially in the middle of the season, like, well, we got to replace that offensive coordinator. Really? Because he lost one game out of the last 13 he's been the OC for. Yeah, I can see why you'd want to dump that guy. You know, you just, I guess when you get so used to winning, then when something bad happens, you're...
And that's the danger in winning all the time.
Yeah, Auburn fans don't have that problem. you know I'm not lying, Auburn fans. You know I'm being truthful.
I blame it all on they didn't get to wear those orange jerseys.
I'm just
telling you, they should have done that. They should have listened to the captains on the team.
If they'd come out in the orange, Penn State would have been so dazzled.
Right. There would have been this energy where they're like, yes.
Completely taken aback.
Right.
They would not have known what to do or how to handle
and
the
then
situation.
I say that, and then if they lose to Penn State, they would have blamed the orange jerseys.
I would have blamed the orange jerseys at that point.
So it's
as
almost
well.
A no-win situation.
Now I'm just, I'm blaming the lack of orange jerseys. I'm willing to go either way on this thing. I'm like climate change. Too many hurricanes, climate change. Not enough hurricanes,
climate change. Well, that's what you get to say.
Same number of hurricanes,
climate change. Seems kind of crazy. You never are wrong, right?
No.
You just blame it on climate change.
Exactly.
Well, that's how this works, huh?
Yeah. Like the psychic who's not actually psychic. He just keeps going.
I knew you
were going to say that.
At one point in my radio career, and I can talk about it now, enough time has gone by, that shoved down my throat, I was going to have this psychic on. I was going to do this nightly show with the psychic. And I was totally not on board with it. But I was like, here's how it's going to go. I'm either on board with this and got to do this, or I got to leave this job.
Yeah.
And I was about that. I mean, I'm holding up about a half an inch.
Mm-hmm.
It's about a half an inch going, I don't believe any of this hooey.
Yeah.
And even it got it to the point where she was talking about horse races and she could pick the right horse. I was like, really? Well, you'd be really rich and not doing this.
Exactly.
If you could pick the horse. Yeah. But I said, this will play out. This will fail. And I know it. I know it will. And it did. It didn't take very long. And then they moved on to something else. I was like, okay, I could have told you that this wasn't the way to go, having this psychic on.
The other one that gets me is the people who talk to dead people. Right? They're always like, I can converse with the dead. Seriously?
There's been a couple of shows where they've had people that, and let me tell you what, the ratings go through the roof.
They
because
do.
People want to believe.
Oh, they want it so badly.
They want to believe that.
They want it so badly. Houdini made an entire career late in life of mocking and exposing these people with great regularity. And look, if it makes you happy, fine. Knock yourself out.
You do
out.
You.
Go
right.
ahead and be that person. But Val has it right. At some point, you ask yourself, if you're really psychic, how come you haven't won the last three lotteries? Oh, well, I it's against the my powers won't let me use
my
them
power.
For self-enrichment
my powers
or whatever.
Will not let me.
My powers beyond your understanding.
It doesn't work that way.
Okay. And I guess you know how it works. And I'm not saying you, Jim Depp, but the uh-huh. psychic knows how it works.
I'm here.
Us me, little I'm, people over here don't know anything
I'm
about
getting,
it.
I'm getting a vision. I'm getting a vision right now. Somebody's calling Mr. Bugs, and all their bugs are being eradicated. Yes, see, there you go. I knew
well done.
I could work this out. MRBUGGS, MrBugs.com. They have been in business for better than 40 years. They are now statewide. Trust me, they didn't want to be statewide. They started off as a small extermination company in the Montgomery area, and then word of mouth spread, and they had to open a second location and a third location, and then people in Birmingham are like, how come we can't get you up here? So the next thing you know, they're in Birmingham. Then they're down in Mobile. And then they got to go all the way up into the Huntsville area, and they're up in Madison County and Smith Lake and Jasper and Tuscaloosa, all these places. Any place you want done in the state of Alabama, Mr. Bugs can handle it for you. They can eradicate the insects, they can reduce the mosquitoes, and they can take care of your small rodent problem. Termite bonding, too, all at the right price with great guys who really know their stuff, and you're going to get the same tech every time. Mr. Bugs, MRBUGGS, MrBugs.com, or call them at 941-6252. 941-6252, Mr. Bugs. They know what bugs you. We'll look at the Dixon Divining question of the day when we return in mere moments.
Tonight there's gonna be a jailbreak somewhere in this town.
Okay. Thin Lizzy, Jailbreak, great song, love it. Tonight there's going to be a jailbreak somewhere in this town. Okay, I'm not a genius, but I'm going to guess at the jail. I'm thinking that's probably where the jailbreak is going to take place. I mean,
at the jail.
Yeah, the jail, the town jail. Somewhere in this town there's going to be a jail. It's at the jail. The town jail.
Okay, you got 35 municipalities in this county. Which one are you talking
in
about?
In this case, he's talking about this town. This town.
Hey, we're in Homewood.
This town.
All right.
That's right. It's gonna be and it's right down the hill from us, too. So, 950, Talk995, Talk995.com. Parrot Structural Services can fix your foundation. Get it back up where it's supposed to be. Last thing you want is foundation problems. Cracking, crumbling, sinking, leaning. These are all horrible things because that affects the rest of your house. Whole house rests on the foundation. Next thing you know, you got roofing problems, and you got door problems, and then you got wall problems, and then you ain't got a house no more. So you call Parrot Structural. They come by. They give you the diagnosis. They say get a structural engineer to be sure, but we know what we're talking about. And then they implement the fix. Helical piers, slab jacking, grout pumping, soil stabilization, wall tiebacks, whatever it takes. They'll make it happen for you at Parrot Structural Services. ParrotSS.com. 668-2626. Parrot Structural Services. They're my company. They should be yours. Now it's time for the Dixon and Vining question of the day, brought to you by Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us. They are at 592-3004, and of course you'll find them at 906 North 40th Street, where you can shoot, you can purchase firearms, you can purchase ammo of all kinds, all sizes, all shapes, both carry and range ammo, and then lots of accessories, 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 and the gunsmithing to apply those accessories if you are so inclined. Need a class? They teach classes, too, to security guards and to police officers, so why not learn from the best? That is what they do at Sentinel Firearms, sentinelfirearms.us, 592-3004. 906 North 40th Street, proud sponsor of the Dixon Inviting Question of the Day.
With the questions of a thousand things.
Questions, questions, just fill my head.
Questions of a thousand things.
Can I raise a practical question at this point?
Name a movie that you could sit through one time but could not sit through a second time. Movie you sat through once, even walked away going, that was a good movie. You want to see it again? No, I do not. Valerie Vine.
I have two.
Go ahead.
The first one that came to mind was The Passion of the Christ.
Except you have watched it again, haven't you?
A little.
Okay.
Not all the way through again. Yeah. But the second one I was thinking about was The Elephant Man.
Really?
Yes. Okay. Love the film, yeah. But I'm not... It's kind of depressing and dark and sad, and I'm like, yes. I don't want to see that again.
Yeah, not a happy ending well in that done. One. Not yeah. a happy ending in that one, depending mm-hmm. on how you look at it.
Yep.
What about you, voiceless Steve West?
I was going to go with her first choice, Passion mm-hmm. of the Christ.
Yeah. Really, I've watched that a dozen
fantastic
times.
Movie. It's just...
I mean, I just wept in it. I was like, yeah. I don't want to go. Yeah.
It's a great movie.
I wanted to see it. I saw it, and I was like, I can't put myself through that again.
Extremely well
I just
met.
Can't.
Got to give it to Mel Gibson for that one. And what about you, James Dent?
Schindler's List.
Very good film.
Very tough film. I haven't even watched it the first time.
Oh, it's so good.
It sat in my Netflix queue forever, and I was like, I need to be in a certain mood for that. Mm-hmm. I'm not in that mood right now. Then I'm like, one day I'm like, I'm ready for it. Today's the day. Yeah, they discontinued it on Netflix. I was like, yo, sure.
I heard Itzhak Perlman play the title theme from that on his violin all by himself.
Oh, man.
And then I heard it again with one of his students who played it this weekend in Birmingham.
Oh, my.
On a violin that came from the Holocaust.
Oh, my.
And... I mean, just the theme gets to me.
The theme alone will.
But I don't.
Yeah,
I just
tear you off.
Mm-hmm. I can't do the movie again.
Yeah. I understand. I Am Legend for me. Any movie where the dog dies is painful. I'm a big Will Smith fan. How about this? I even bought the movie. I started watching it, and I got about not quite halfway through, and I went, oh yeah, no, I can't. I can't do it. I can't watch it anymore. Mm. And I turned it off. Like, why did I buy this film? Why did I buy a movie I know I can't watch?
We had to stop that movie in the middle of it because I started crying when he had to kill the dog.
Oh, so no, painful. Let's see. A couple of answers on social media. Requiem for a Dream. I've heard that's a tough one. Titanic. Yeah, I couldn't watch that one either. It made me sick.
Off that door.
Pianist with Adrian Brody. I heard that was really good. Seven. What's in the box? I've watched that several times. I must have a strong sense. No Country for Old Men. I've seen that several times as well. Any that my wife watches on Lifetime Movie Network? The Blair Witch Project. Really? I've seen that a dozen times. It's never really bothered me. The Virgin Suicides. Another Passion of the Christ being mentioned here. Yeah. All right. That's it. We're out of here. Back dark and early tomorrow morning. Talk at you then. Bye-bye now.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Well, let's see, good for my career. Send me to rehab, though, so. That's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat because that should be your next correction, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Sent me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.